Hi, I'm Kate Spring, and I'm going to teach you a secret language that will make any woman feel an uncontrollable lust for you and only you. This highly secretive, encrypted language will allow you to psychologically hack into a woman's brain and give you complete control over how much she desires you. Even if she has a boyfriend, says she hates your guts, or tells you that she only sees you as a friend. And this secret language is so easy to use that even the most average looking guy can use it to ignite powerful sexual fantasies inside any woman's mind. Desire is so insanely powerful that she'll be dreaming about you all day long, craving you like she's never been in love before, and waiting until the day that she gets to wrap her legs around you, begging you to be hers. Now, how sweet would that feel? So if you're watching this right now, then do not leave this page, because I'm only going to leave this instructional video up for a day or two. And if you watch until the end, I'll give you the keys to the secret language that will make hot women stare at you and chase you down for a date, a relationship, or whatever your heart desires. But first, I gotta warn you. What I'm about to reveal is based on real Harvard research, and you could use this scientific language to really mess a girl's head. In fact, some of the guys I've taught this language to have been using it to psychologically ruin a girl. So you have to promise me that you'll only use this on a girl you actually like. Cool? So what is this secret language? What I'm about to reveal to you is something that most men will never know. And it's that body language holds the absolute key to making that woman you adore so badly throw herself at you. And I'll prove it to you in just a second. But first, I'm gonna cut through the BS and reveal the top three secret body language tips that will make a woman feel an instant attraction for you. And I promise you, once you start using these secret body language tips, you're gonna be seen as 10 times more desirable to even the hottest girls. Tip one is to look at a woman's lips when she's talking to you, but only for 2 seconds at a time and no more than 8 seconds apart. Otherwise, you'll give her the creeps. By staring at one of her most intimate body parts, you will flood her brain with seductive ideas that will make her fantasize about you. And if you do it right, she'll be craving to kiss you by the end of the night. More on this later. Tip two is to touch a girl whenever she laughs. Ever heard of Pavlov's theory? This psychological hack will make almost any girl drop her panties for you. Pavlov's theory states that animals can be conditioned to react to certain cues, just like how you wake up to an alarm clock. So by touching a girl while she's laughing or smiling, you're forcing her to mentally associate your touch with feelings of fun and excitement. Knowing this little secret will make a girl feel a sense of obsessive desire for you as long as you want. And you will make her psychologically addicted to you. All you'll have to do is sit back, relax, and watch as a woman begins chasing you like a sex-crazed animal. Now before I get to my third tip, I have to tell you a crazy story to help explain it. Because if you're anything like my friend James, then you can relate to how frustrating dating can be, and in his case, sometimes shockingly devastating. James was the kind of guy who was doing everything he could, but the guy was just 5'4 and skinny as heck. And as much as he tried to act confident and do everything he could to land a date, he fell short every time. Every day, James would come into work and stare with lust at my girlfriend Ashley. She was the kind of sexy girl that every guy had a crush on. She had long auburn hair, sexy blue eyes, legs for days, and the tightest ass I have ever seen. She was so hot, even I thought about banging her. James blushed as he confessed to me how much of a crush he had on Ashley. He told me how nervous he was when he was around her and how happy he'd be if he even just got one date with her. That is, until one day he did, and then experienced something that will make your jaw drop. It was 2 days before our Christmas staff party, and I convinced James to ask Ashley out to the party as a date. To everyone's shock, including mine, she said yes, but everyone knew she only agreed out of pity. James was over the moon, couldn't stop asking me what he should wear, what kind of flowers to bring, and what to say to make her like him. I could see him shaking with excitement, as if he had just won the jackpot at the casino. When the big night finally came, everyone was anxious to see how their date would go, and everyone hoped that James would get a little action too. Throughout the whole entire night, James kept trying to be the perfect guy, opening doors for her, buying her drinks, and doing everything he could to be that Mr. Right, that kind of guy that women fantasize about in the movies. But as the night wore on, I could tell that something deeply troubling was going on. The more he tried to impress Ashley, the more she began getting distant and pulling away, and the less interested she seemed in him. Until one moment, she got fed up and left to go to the bathroom. 10 minutes passed and James began to panic. "Where did she go?" he asked me. I could tell in his eyes that he was deeply worried that he'd blown it. Flustered, he got up and began frantically searching for her. And as you'll discover in a second, this was a big mistake. After about 20 minutes, he gave up and sauntered to the back alley to get some fresh air. But what he walked in on made his lungs collapse. He saw Ashley bent over the railing and being fucked by her asshole of a boss, Derek. And she was loving every second of it. It took James a moment to realize what was happening. He froze. He saw how much it looked like she was enjoying herself and how she moaned with every thrust Derek took. James dropped his beer and it shattered on the ground, which scared the hell out of Ashley and Derek. "What the fuck, James? Get the fuck out of here," screamed Ashley. James ran around the corner and felt a wave of nausea and anger. He left the party and then disappeared for days. He didn't show up for work and didn't answer any text messages, just radio silence. We thought James died, and we couldn't help but feel sorry for him. My maternal instincts kicked in, and I felt this strong desire to do whatever I could to help James. To help him just solve this stupid dating problem once and for all. So I began studying the science of seduction and sexual attraction from the most brilliant Harvard psychologists. And what I discovered next will change your life forever. I discovered a secret language that only the female brain can interpret. A language that covertly takes control of the sexual control center of her brain and makes her do almost anything you want her to. It's more powerful than just using a few pickup lines or just acting confidently. No, what I'm talking about is body language. You've probably heard that 93% of all human communication is nonverbal. And this makes complete sense if you think about it. Men have been seducing women for thousands of years. And if you go back far enough, verbal languages like English and Japanese didn't exist. Yet seduction and reproduction still continued. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be here. And what I discovered was men that were so attractive to the point that they actually controlled the women they talked to, shared common body language signals. Signals so powerful that they force any woman to bat her eyes at you, lick her lips, and stare at you with those hungry, I want you right now eyes. In a sense, attractive men spoke a secret language that lesser attractive men couldn't. And when you use this secret language in conjunction with my verbal signals later on in this video, it's literally beyond a woman's control. She has to respond to you, and she has to feel an attraction for you. When you use this technique on her, you directly access the animal brain that makes her horny and feeling in love, and these feelings happen even if she isn't into you. This language is literally the product of years of the most advanced scientific behavioral research. Ready to learn the shocking ending to James's story? So after 6 days of James calling in sick to work, I went to his apartment and rang him up. Amazingly, he let me in. And when I walked into his apartment, it was a mess. Empty pizza boxes on the floor, empty whiskey bottles on the dinner table, and it smelled like someone soiled their underwear. I saw him playing Call of Duty in his boxers, and he looked like he hadn't showered for days. I decided to cut straight to the point with him. I know how you can make girls want you, and how to make them feel the kind of desire that they have for famous celebrities 10 times more handsome than you. That caught his attention. But then he quickly looked defeated again. "I've got no money, I'm not super smart or good looking, nothing's gonna help me." That night, I sat down with him and taught him the exact same kind of techniques I taught you at the beginning of this video. He sounded skeptical of the advice, but since he had nothing to lose, he started going out and using these covert body language techniques on women, women that used to be out of his league. He used these techniques on Sally, a hot redheaded barista at the Starbucks around the corner. And within 10 minutes of chit-chat, she gave James her number and practically begged him for a date. He used the same techniques a week later on a cute, nerdy girl at the board game cafe. And within a week's worth of coffee dates, he actually slept with her and kept sleeping with her until he got sick of her. He later used this messed up technique to bag the super hot accountant that worked on the third floor. After he used this technique, she was putty in his hands, and he made her his girlfriend within a month. Excited by his success, I began teaching men how to transform their way of communicating with women, and the results will make your jaw drop. I developed the most scientifically advanced system that teaches men exactly how to make stunningly hot 10s find you irresistibly attractive, how to make them crave you in a way that no other man can, and make them obsess over you to the point of no return. It doesn't matter if you're skinny, short, fat, bald, old, if you want a girlfriend or just want to get laid. This step-by-step program has been honed and fine-tuned to work for almost any guy that gets access to it. So if you've ever wanted that kind of power over women that makes your friends jealous with envy, then what I'm about to teach you will literally transform your world upside down. I know what you're probably thinking. This system sounds super amazing, but how do I use it to get women to feel uncontrollably obsessed for me?